Been a while since we've talked to Brandon Webb at the Bryan School District about what's happening with school district activities. And obviously, Brandon, with the holidays coming up, things will be coming to a screaming halt. But it's probably just a screaming busy today, since I know there's a lot of campuses involved in the Food for Families food drive.
Indeed, indeed. Things will get very quiet, we hope, and people will be able to spend a lot of time with their families coming up. Our break is December 23rd, ending up January 7th. And then the students actually don't come back until the 9th of January, so our staff comes back on the 8th. But this morning, one of the most special ways I think you can, if you need to get out of bed early, not just to listen to the Infomaniacs, what a great reason to this morning. The Food for Families Food Drive, an amazing, amazing event. Now the 18th annual, I believe, that KBTX does. Last year we thought that Bryan ISD had sort of set a record for itself donating food in terms of a number of pounds, about 10,000 pounds last year. Early estimates as of this morning were that record will probably be shattered in the neighborhood of 10,000 to 12,000 pounds of food donated for the hungry here in our community. What really strikes me about that, Bill, is for a district that's north of 72 to 75% economically disadvantaged, these are people who have need themselves, many of them. And they are among the most generous when they give. It's really amazing to see these shiny young faces lined up in the parade, boxes, literally two enormous box trucks came in with the bulk of the food, and then each float, we probably had close to 30 vehicles in line, if you count the walkers, the parade vehicles, the floats, the little dancing cans from Neal Elementary that always lead the parade. I mean, not a dry eye in the house, you know, when that stuff goes on, and deeply touching to me as a parent, but also somebody who works in the district and just wants to share the good news that people who are in need themselves, many of them, are so, so very generous. Amazing morning. Tip of the hat to KBTX, as always, our own Mary Walraven, for lining up a lot of the food donation trucks. And then also, she did a great job with the entertainment schedule. Not only do we supply a lot of donated food, but we supply many of the acts that are there from, well, our Johnson Celebration Singers started at 6:45 this morning. Cutest darn kids you've ever seen out there singing at 27 degrees this morning. Had a little kindergartner there with an electric guitar playing Stevie Ray Vaughan. I mean, you know, just amazing. I think the guitar was as big as he is. And then the last Bryan ISD act goes on tonight at 7:30 out there at the Brazos Center. That's the Cheyennes. Interesting note, 6:45 this evening, if anyone gets free and can get by the Brazos Center, the Bryan ISD singing bus drivers will be performing as you go by and drop off your non-perishable food. So, you know, just a way to have fun and celebrate the holiday season. And, you know, if I told you that one story, there are 20 others from Channeling Shoes with Love that we're participating in here in town, where 500 area children will get shoes this holiday season, thanks to generosity of donors and First Baptist Church. Tons and tons of food went home to schools that had identified families in need. I mean, just an entire room full of food has already gone home before the food drive today, thanks to First Baptist Church. And our own Charlie Zapalak put together an endeavor with an area dry cleaner to have coats and blankets and so forth that were left behind donated straight away to the people who need it most. It's you don't need to look far to find a heartwarming story this time of year.
And that spirit goes on Friday night, Bryan ISD participating in the Downtown Bryan Christmas Parade.
Right, right. Definitely check out the lineup there. It's likely to be cold, although I think not as cold as the last parade that was here in town. So as you get an opportunity and consider your entertainment options, check it out. We always put on a good showing, regardless of the parade that happens here in town, both the Bryan College Station parade and also the one going on downtown as well. So excited to be out there and hope everybody bundles up and braves a little bit cooler temperature to go out and see our kids.
Another upcoming event, something called Rudder in the Rotunda. What's that about?
That's pretty neat. That's a choir and a dessert that takes place at 7 p.m. December 13th and 14th. That's the Rutter High School Choir. It's a third annual benefit that funds scholarships. So it's called Rutter in the Rotunda, beautiful singing. And you can also get a little, get your sweet tooth taken care of. Tickets are $10 a piece. And that takes care of your concert experience, your dessert, and also beverages there as well, probably punch and tea and coffee and that sort of thing. And that's coming up again December 13th and 14th at 7 o'clock at night, actually at Rutter High. And we've got some information posted on the website at brianisd.org if folks want to call and get a little bit more info on that.
Something else, this is the time of the year where plans are being made for the next school year, and you're looking for input on proposed calendars.
Right. Recently, two options have been settled on to let folks weigh in on and really evaluate what works best for their family, what works best for their job. And what we've done is put these two options, options A and option B, out in a variety of different channels. We sent out a notification to the parents via ParentLink, which is our contact service that we use to talk with families. We put it up on our website as well, all the social media channels. And what we've added now are the PDFs. So you can look at option A and option B side by side via PDF on your computer if you'd like to. You can also participate in a survey and tell us which option you prefer. And really, anyone can vote, anyone in the community. So parents, employees of Bryan ISD, community members, go on, take a look, see what you think works best for you and your situation in life, and please vote. Some smartphones, some older browsers struggle with the survey a little bit. The easiest way to take care of it is just to go to our website, brianisd.org, and click on the link to the survey there, and check out the two options, A and B, and then vote. It's very simple. It's two clicks. You choose the option you want, and then you choose what demographic you make up. For example, I'm a member of the community, I'm a staff person, I'm a student, and then I like option A or I like option B. The main differences between the two are that option A ends up the school year in just into June, but it allows students the whole week of Thanksgiving off. So normally students are in school Monday and Tuesday and then off the rest of the week. Option A, they'd be off the Monday and Tuesday that week of Thanksgiving. Staff would still come to work. There's training and so forth that would take place during that time. But the main impact for the students is they'd get that whole week. They'd pretty much get a holiday at least one day per month under that option as well. Option B, for those folks that like to get their summer underway a little earlier for jobs or visiting other family and so forth, that's option B. That one ends in May, and students are in class the Monday and Tuesday the week of Thanksgiving. So as far as the major differences, that's where those would fall.
And then finishing up, recent action with a promotion in the district.
Yeah, I just want to congratulate Barbara Ibarra, longtime 17-year veteran of Bryan ISD, someone who's really been from the classroom to the administration building throughout the course of her career, and has excelled at every step along the way, from the classroom through most recently for about 3 years she led our technology services as executive director. And then she was asked not long ago to serve in a role as Executive Director of Student Services and Accountability. It basically assumes the new role as Assistant Superintendent of Student Services and Accountability. And what all that means essentially is a very, very broad area of coverage for her, from counseling and special education services to testing, assessment, dropout prevention. She still will oversee technology and campus planning, student records, all of the Texas Education Agency accountability pieces. So where we are graded, as it were, by the state, all of those will now fall under her purview. So there's one central point of communication and guidance and leadership, and also a person that's extremely knowledgeable about how the game changes in education over the years, how the targets move, how things evolve, and that sort of thing. So we're extremely excited to see her in this promotion, and just very proud that she's able to continue on with the district in this new role.
Have a great holiday.
Thank you, Bill, so much to you, too. We're now allowed to say Merry Christmas in public schools. So Merry Christmas to you. Happy holidays to all, regardless of the holiday you celebrate. And everyone be safe, especially our kiddos. And we'll see you back in the new year.
Brandon Webb at the Bryan School District with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.